KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, let's just catch up quickly with a couple of former local high school players who are now playing college basketball. And women's college hoops last night, Morningside was a 78-53 winner over Dakota Wesleyan. And in that game, former Exira EHK prep Sophia Peppers had another nice game with a double-double. She scored 10 points and had 14 rebounds. She also totaled 6 assists, 2 block shots, and 2 steals, helping Morningside win as they move to 8-2 on the year. They're 6-1 in their conference so far this season. Also in men's college hoops last night, Dort defeated Northwestern 94-89. Former Atlantic High School player Garrett Franken had a 23-point night as he also had 5 rebounds, helping Dort pick up the win. They're now 9-4 overall and 5-4 in conference play on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops, Jay Wright has become the 39th men's basketball coach to win 600 games. Wright reached that milestone when 7th-ranked Villanova knocked off Butler 85-66 last night. Also, Courtney Ramey had 5 three-pointers, had 17 points and 6 assists, leading 11th-ranked Texas to a 79-63 win against Sam Houston State. Purdue was a 67-60 winner against number 20 Ohio State, as Trevion Williams contributed 16 points, 9 rebounds, and a career-high 8 assists. Sophomore forward Matthew Hurt scored 18 points, and 3 Duke freshmen also cracked double digits as the Blue Devils post a 75-65 win at Notre Dame last night. On other college sports news, transferring college athletes have received good news from the NCAA. The Division I Council has granted blanket waivers for all athletes to play immediately. That decision includes all Division I sports, but is contingent on certain criteria being met. Transfers previously were required to sit out a season unless granted a waiver by the NCAA. The NCAA had decided on waivers on a case-by-case basis, but had been more lenient during the coronavirus pandemic. That decision should have an immediate impact on basketball programs, with some transfers becoming eligible for games as soon as today. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a court decision that the NCAA has said blurred the line between student-athletes and professionals by removing caps on education-related money from certain football and basketball players that they can receive. The case will be argued in 2021, with a decision expected before the end of June. The High Court's action comes after a 3-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in May. The panel upheld a lower court ruling barring the NCAA from capping education-related compensation and benefits for student-athletes in Division I football and basketball programs. Division I conferences can still independently set their own rules. In football news, Iowa defensive lineman Davion Nixon has been named the Nagurski-Woodson Defensive Player of the Year and the Smith-Brown Defensive Lineman of the Year by the Big Ten Conference. Nixon, along with defensive line mate Chauncey Golston, also picked up all Big Ten Conference first-team defense honors from the coaches and the media. Another Iowa defensive lineman, Zach Van Valkenburg, was picked to the second team by both. Also, Iowa defensive back Jack Kerner was a second-team choice by the media. He was a third-team selection by the coaches. Iowa linebacker Nick Neiman was picked to the third team by the coaches. He was honorable mention with the media. Other honorable mentions from Iowa include defensive back Dane Belton on both the media and coaches' polls. Defensive back Riley Moss also on both of those polls. Linebacker Seth Benson was an honorable mention picked by the media, as was defensive back Matt Hankins. Yesterday was the early signing date for high school football players to sign on with colleges for the 2021 recruiting year. And among those players who signed with Iowa yesterday were offensive guard Connor Colby of Cedar Rapids, Justice Sullivan, a linebacker out of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Bo Stevens, an offensive tackle from Blue Springs, Missouri, David Davikoff of offensive tackle from Winnetka, Illinois, Cooper DeGene, a safety from Ida Grove, Keegan Johnson, a wide receiver from Bellevue, Nebraska, Max Llewellyn, a defensive end out of Urbandale, Jeffrey Bowie, a defensive end from West Branch, Jeremiah Pittman, a defensive tackle from Arlington Heights, Illinois, Zach Twett, a linebacker from Story City, Jaden Harrell, a linebacker from Urbandale, Carson Schar, an athlete out of Iowa Falls, Brody Brecht, a wide receiver from Ankeny, Jennings Dunker, an offensive guard from Lena, Illinois, Arlen Bruce IV, an athlete out of Ankeny, Griffin Little, a defensive tackle from Bettendorf, and quarterback Joey Labus of Broadview Heights, Ohio, all signed their letters of intent yesterday with Iowa during the early signing period. Iowa State also had a big class sign yesterday in the class of 2021. Among those, Jim Boniface, an offensive lineman from Dubuque Senior High School. Howard Brown of Kansas City, Missouri, a defensive lineman. Bo Freiler, a defensive back from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jaden Gray, a defensive end from Hazlitt, Texas. Ben Langston, a defensive back out of the Woodlands, Texas. Tyler Morrow, an offensive lineman from Davenport. Karsten Marshall, a linebacker from Wadsworth, Ohio. Miles Mendezoon, a linebacker from Chardon, Ohio. Tristan Michaud, a wide receiver out of Quebec City, Quebec. Tyler Moore, a tight end out of Des Moines. Jalen Knoll, a wide receiver from Kansas City, Missouri. Tyler Oneedham, a defensive tackle out of Richmond, Texas. Joey Peterson, a defensive end from Long Grove. Miles Purchase, a defensive back from Denver, Colorado. Aiden Ralph, a linebacker out of Chicago, Illinois. Dodge Souser, an offensive lineman from Grinnell. Deion Silas, a running back out of Lutz, Florida. And Malik Verdon, a defensive back out of Hamilton, Ohio. All were part of the early signing class for Iowa State for the 2021 class. Well, Saturday's Big 12 championship game will be a homecoming of sorts for Iowa State senior safety Greg Eisworth, a native of Grand Prairie, Texas. Eisworth grew up near AT&T Stadium.
It's big time for me. I remember when I committed here, seeing that the Big 12 championship game is played in the AT&T Stadium, and that was, you know, at that point I was like, man, that's, we got to go do that before I leave. You know, that's what I want to accomplish here, and so it's huge, you know, being able to say that I was able to play there, or able to get this opportunity, especially my senior season.
Eisworth says it won't be his first game in the stadium.
I was able to play two games at the AT&T Stadium in high school, so for me it's going to almost kind of feel like being back in high school again, and just reminiscing on the memories and kind of, you know, the football career that I've had up to this point. So, you know, I think it's huge.
Eisworth says he looks forward to his return.
It's a cool environment, big stadium. The big screen is huge. And you know, like I said, I think just being in that stadium and having that experience with the guys is something that, you know, I'll just remember forever.
Junior tight end Charlie Kohler says being a native of Norman, Oklahoma adds even more to the game.
You know, it's super cool. It's an opportunity to, you know, create history. But at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to do our best to treat it like another game, because at the end of the day, it is another game. You know, it's 60 minutes, 11-11. It's 53 yards wide. It's the same thing it always is. So it's a really good football team we're playing. We're preparing our best and look forward to a good game.
Kohler says it's only fitting that they're playing the dominant program in the Big 12.
You know, they're coached well. They have good players. They play hard. I mean, they've won the Big 12 last few years in a row. And so if you want to win the Big 12, you got to beat OU. And so that's what our task is on Saturday.
Kohler says they're trying to treat this as a normal game week.
Obviously, I'm really excited for the game. But also, you know, regardless of who it is, it's a big game. And we're just focused on ourselves, how to do what's best we can to prepare and try to make it so we are ready to go, healthy as possible, prepared as possible on Saturday. So when 11 o'clock comes up, we're ready to go out there and play our best football against a good football team.
As he mentioned, that game kicks at 11 o'clock in Arlington, Texas. Kansas State and Virginia Tech are the latest Power 5 teams to withdraw from consideration for a bowl game, joining Boston College, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Virginia, and Stanford. The Wildcats paused all football activities indefinitely on Wednesday amid an outbreak of positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing that would have prevented them from fielding enough players to play. K-State lost its last five games, but was in line for a bowl game because they finished 7th in the Big 12. The NCAA has also waived minimum wins required for bowl eligibility. More than 125 games since late August have been postponed or canceled because of the pandemic. Hokies coach Justin Fuente said Wednesday the players decided to bypass a bowl game, ending their pandemic-hit season at 5-6. Fuente says he has players who would like to go home for Christmas, adding that he thinks they've sacrificed enough. Also, college football news, Coastal Carolina football coach Chadwell has accepted a contract extension through 2027. Chadwell and the ninth-ranked Chanticleers are enjoying a breakout undefeated season in just their fourth year in the Football Bowl subdivision. Among their eight wins are wins against eighth-ranked BYU and number 21 Louisiana. Azusa Pacific is ending its football program this month after 55 years of Division II and NAIA competition. Athletic Director Gary Pine says the decision was prompted by other four-year schools in California dropping the sport over the last 30 years. The reduced schedule selections have given Azusa Pacific fewer in-state opponents to play, and that's led to higher travel costs. Well, the New Orleans Saints could have Drew Brees back in the starting lineup as early as Sunday against the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. The record-setting quarterback has been designated to return from the club's injured reserve list after missing four games with fractured ribs and a punctured lung. Coach Sean Payton has not indicated when he intends to play Brees, but he has said the signal caller is not someone the Saints would hurry back. The 41-year-old Brees was injured while being sacked on November 15th against San Francisco. The Saints have gone 3-1 since, with Taysom Hill starting. We'll have that Saints-Chiefs game for you this weekend. NFL owners have delayed a decision on implementing a 17-game regular season for 2021. The NFL and the players' union agreed during collective bargaining talks earlier this year to adding one regular season game to the schedule, but not before next season. Commissioner Roger Goodell said a scheduling formula for a 17th game was approved unanimously, but he did not provide immediate details. The 49ers are sticking with Nick Mullins at quarterback for now, despite a pair of costly turnovers that led to defensive touchdowns in last weekend's loss to Washington. Coach Kyle Shanahan said he would evaluate the position following the loss, but ultimately decided to stick with Mullins over C.J. Beathard for Sunday's game at Dallas. Starter Jimmy Garoppolo remains out with an ankle injury. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.